Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And as we record this, it is Memorial Day weekend.
It is. And we decided for the first time in what we think is probably about 20 years, maybe. We decided to take a holiday weekend off.
And we have done that to some degree, but we still find ourselves...
We're still on.
...doing projects around the farm.
So yes, we are still doing some projects around the farm, and that's not really what we planned.
Well, especially one of them is not what we planned, but what we had planned to do is do some very short trips, a couple of overnights, some day trips, really things to just refresh us. We did have the mercantile closed on Friday and Saturday, and then to be home during the off days and really get a few things done, but we didn't really plan for this one major project.
No, it's really been kind of nice because we've done some really fun things. We have eaten some really good food and had new experiences, and we went to the Missouri Botanical Garden, and we've gone to the St. Louis Aquarium.
That was really fun.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, we were probably some of the oldest people in there. Well, and probably, you know, some of the only ones without children, but that's okay with me because I'm kind of childlike, so I think that counts.
It absolutely counts.
And we enjoyed it.
We did. And we should always maintain that childlike wonder.
I think so.
One of the things that we discovered last week was that in the new planting beds beside the mercantile, varmints found it too.
Yeah. And we also had some beds around the greenhouse, raised beds, actually, keyhole beds that we've never had any trouble with. But a week or so ago, I went out one morning to feed the birds and I saw a raccoon up in the composter of one of the keyhole beds. So I knew that probably was not going to be so good. And we were gone, a day and a half maybe? Came back the next morning. I went out. I always go out to the gardens every morning. It just is a great way to start the day with coffee. And I discovered that at first I thought that some of the kale and lettuce and some of that had been damaged. But then when I looked at it a little closer, it had just kind of been trampled because apparently they were eating out of the composter. But then in the new beds, the lower beds that are next to the Merc, I had some beautiful dill that was probably 3 feet tall, maybe.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
It was just beautiful. And now it's a couple inches tall.
They mowed it.
They mowed it completely down. And
that was probably groundhogs.
Yeah, that was groundhogs, I'm sure. And, you know, we're not going to shoot them. We're not going to trap them. We're not going to do that. We're just going to try to do the best we can to protect our food and live with nature. And usually those things work out. So, they did get into some of the tomato plants that were outside the garden. Now, again, we have, 88 tomato plants?
Right.
So we're okay, but I really don't want them eating those.
Well, you don't know when they're going to stop.
Right, yeah. So I don't think they can get in the garden. I guess they could dig under, but a lot of that has been fixed now, even with the concrete walk and... So it would be much more difficult for them to do it. So we haven't had any trouble inside the garden, the main garden at all. So we had some problem solving to do.
Yes, one of the things we've discovered in managing a small farm, and I'm sure this is true for any size farming operation or really small business, You have to be a good problem solver.
Yes. And we solved several problems even today.
We did. So we had to think about what we needed, what would be effective. And as always, we try to use up anything that we have around the farm, if possible. So scraps of things, pieces of fencing, scraps of wood, whatever it might be, we try to put those things to good use. And we did have to buy a few things, some new step-in fence posts and electric wire fencing.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yes, it is. And I don't know that either of us have been shocked yet.
I keep trying.
I know you do. When I needed to cross it several times and run another extension cord around it, I did unplug it.
Oh, I've been crossing it, trimming around it. Using metal things, wet things. Yeah.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah. Just testing.
Yeah. Just testing.
Well, we had electric fence before. I did have to just test it. It really wasn't that bad, but that was a battery operated one.
Right.
This one is electric, so it might give a little bit more of a shock, and it has three different levels and the other one only had two. So
that is something we decided to do around that area you were describing, around the keyhole gardens and the greenhouse, where you have more exposed things. We put three strands of electric fencing, and that actually went in yesterday.
Yeah, and we didn't have any trouble overnight. So, and again, I'm pretty sure that was raccoons, since I have seen them in the composter. They really didn't hurt the plants. They weren't eating plants. They were after the garbage that was in the compost, but they did trample some of them. So I did have to pull some kale and lettuce, but it wasn't nearly as bad as what I initially thought it was.
And that is good. I think we got that problem solved. And then we had to address the new beds around the boardwalk, because those are very exposed. So a cup of coffee and some studying of the situation, and we determined that we could relatively easily fence that off as well.
Yeah, and actually, I think it looks really nice. We didn't have to buy hardly any materials for that area. We repurposed the screen door.
I think that is fun. That is my favorite part of the whole thing.
So it's not completely done, but it's up enough where I don't think anyone can get in. Maybe a snake, but I don't think if they get in, they're not going to really hurt anything.
Okay, we do have to take a moment to talk about snakes, as I'm sure any of our long-term listeners, friends, fans, mere acquaintances realize. I detest snakes. Can't stand them. Don't like to see them. Really kind of have to pretend that they don't exist on this property.
So I try to manage any snakes that we need to manage, which, you know, I'm not going to kill them. If we have to, I'll relocate them or something like that. But mostly just kind of point them out and let you know where they're at. I noticed today when I went in to get some tools out of one of our sheds that there were a couple black snakes probably feasting on mice. I don't know.
They looked like they wanted a human.
Yeah. Well, they really didn't.
They were anacondas.
But I did point those out to you.
Cobras.
And told you that there were a couple of black snakes in the shed and they were above our heads.
That just creeps me out.
Yeah, I don't like them a whole lot, but kind of, I also don't like the mice. So, you know, it kind of all works out.
And I can manage and tolerate when I do know to look for them. And I'm always looking for them when I'm outside this time of year. I actually saw a tail of a snake going down into the old pond area today when I was coming by there on the mule. I was several yards away. I was in the mule. I just saw the end of him. But I don't like them.
No, we do. I mean, we're in the country, so we get snakes. And We have a really funny snake story that we could tell. We have a few, actually. But short story, when we had a pond on the farm, we don't have one now. We filled that in. But there was a snake. I was in the water cutting out cattails, I think. And, you know, I was down in the water in shorts and sandals, and a snake came up.
I believe I told you
there
was a snake in the cattails.
Yeah, you did. And the snake apparently didn't like me in the cattails and came up toward me. Well, I was on the, there was like a liner in the pond, so it was slick, and I had sandals on, so I was trying to get up, and the snake starts coming toward me.
And it had a fish in its mouth.
It had a fish in its mouth. It really wasn't hurting anything, except it did have one of our really nice fish. So I slapped it to slap the fish out of its mouth.
There's just something.
And it really was funny.
Too funny about slapping a snake in the face.
Yeah, and I got out of the water really quickly, and then we just fell on the ground and started laughing.
We did.
It was funny.
That part was hilarious. Now, if it would have been me with a snake coming after me like that, and I was in a vulnerable, exposed position, I would be recording this podcast from beyond the grave.
But it was something to laugh at. Everyone was fine. I think the fish maybe even survived. I don't even remember now.
But, I think it did.
But anyway, so that's one of our snake stories. So one of the things that this week was the 18th Street Farmers Market started. And we were not there for the first time in 6 years. And we had a lot of people that did ask, you know, if we were going to come back to the market. And the answer to that is no, we are not doing farmers markets anymore.
We have decided that being here at the Mercantile on Friday and Saturday afternoon is the best plan for us. So we are going to continue that operation throughout the summer, at least through the beginning of October, into the second week of October. We'll have more details coming about our fall festival, but we do have a date scheduled for October 9th.
Yes.
So mark your calendars, and we have a band. So we are going to have other live music this summer. Keep watching all of our social media, our email, our website for all of that information. But we are excited, and this is our plan through the summer.
Yeah, we're going to do this. We are going to take Independence Day weekend off and Labor Day weekend off. But otherwise, we will continue to do we will start deliveries of the produce bags in a couple weeks. So if you ordered those, we'll be doing those. But we'll still be open here. That's the plan. We're going to try to do that from 12 to 4 on both Fridays and Saturdays, except for those holiday weekends. And we will be offering some music and maybe some other special events and, you know, our usual things. This week we have scones, introducing a brand new scone flavor this week.
Yes, I have some lavender sugar, and I'm going to do some lavender sugared scone. So that'll be a crunchy topping, and I think it's going to be interesting. So I'm looking forward to offering those. We've tested
them.
It's not like we don't know what they're going to taste like. We do know. So we'll be offering those. They'll be available for order to pick up either on the 4th or 5th of June between noon and 4. And as you mentioned, the delivery route starts on June 12th. We'll do that on Saturday mornings. All of the garden bag shares are sold out at this time, but if you'd like to go on
a waiting list,
shoot us an email or a text for that. If you have other things and live within a 15-mile radius that you would like to order and have delivered, we can add you to our delivery route. So watch for that and get your orders in if you would like.
And before long, we'll also have some bouquets available, hopefully, from Kathy. And we look forward to adding those as another option that you can add on to your garden bag. So all kinds of cool things to make your life better. That's what Five Feline Farm's all about.
And we are so excited to be able to offer those things.
That's right. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.